Now, in a city where residents are known for their environmental zeal as much as for their smog-producing wheels, this was bound to happen. Los Angeles is home to the world's first certifiable green gas station. The oil giant BP hopes to use the station to educate consumers on lessening their impact on the environment while they fill their cars with gasoline. Rob Schmitz of member station KQED explains.
On a stretch of West LA's Olympic Boulevard, where drab mini malls and office buildings practically lull drivers into a coma, BP's Helios House is a wake-up call. Its two-story vaulted canopy made of triangular stainless steel panels grabs your eye, almost as much as its sparkly concrete floor. The canopy gathers rainfall and props up 90 solar panels. The floor is made of recycled glass. Everything about this place, from its green roof to its low-flow toilets, has been carefully planned to reduce its impact on the environment. Everything, that is, except its product. This is a gas station, and as gasoline flows into Mike Zykoff's Honda Civic, a member of BP's green team, a young goatee gentleman wearing a company hat stylishly tilted to the side, approaches. His name is Gabre Milner.
How are you today, sir?
I'm well, thank you.
Have you visited us before?
The exuberant Milner explains the green features of the station and sums his talk up by giving Zykoff a series of cards with energy-saving hints, cards encrusted with wildflower seeds, so that after Zykoff has read them, he can bury them and start a small garden of his own.
So everything's done with that kind of thinking in mind, saving energy, saving raw materials.
Zykoff likes the paper, but he can't get past the fact that as he's reading about how to save the environment, he's pumping his car full of gas.
You know, it's nice that they, you know, solar power and use recycled materials. So yeah, it makes a difference. You know, it says, hey, they're doing something, but it's still BP gas. It's not like healthy gas, you know.
BP, formerly British Petroleum, is now branding itself Beyond Petroleum. The company has invested $8 billion in developing alternative energies. It's also made a $500 million deal with UC Berkeley to fund an institute for biofuels research. BP's Irina Filipova says prior to Helios House, this corner was a rundown, thrifty brand gas station.
This is what we call an upcycle corner, a way for us to stimulate an exchange of views and a conversation about the environment.
Bernadette Del Chiaro of the nonprofit group Environment California has a different take.
It's kind of like putting lipstick on a pig, you know, solar panels on a gas station, but at the end of the day, it's still a gas station. You know, from an environmental point of view, this is one of the most dangerous products that we, you know, one can sell for the planet. And, you know, we really kind of expect BP to do a whole lot more.
Like paying more attention to its global environmental record. BP's reputation has suffered in recent years from a deadly refinery explosion, pollution litigation, and foreign pipeline problems. At this station, Del Chiaro says BP could at least offer cleaner burning fuels like ethanol or biodiesel. A spokesman with the California State Energy Commission says the permitting process to sell both of these fuels is no more difficult than for selling gas. Still, BP's Irina Filipova says the permitting for this site is too complicated for BP, but that this station represents a beginning.
Where we've started with what we had before. We've made what we had before a little better.
In fact, the almost self-effacing phrase, a little better, is used to market Helios House. The phrase floats above blades of grass on a billboard atop the station, and Filipova uses the phrase liberally in her talking points. And the idea of a little better seems to be rubbing off on BP's customers like Baxter Smith.
To do away with gas is not realistic, so if you're going to do something that helps the environment while you're selling the gas, then that's great.
Environmentalists may diagnose this response as nothing more than being greenwashed. In response, BP's Irina Filipova says all her company is trying to do is educate its consumers about how they can live a greener life and make the world a little better. For NPR News, I'm Rob Schmitz in Los Angeles.